続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問はそれぞれ2度繰り返されます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Last Saturday was my wife's birthday, so we went to a nice restaurant. We had steak and we ate cake too. We had a very good time.
Question. What did the man and his wife do last Saturday?
Last Saturday was my wife's birthday, so we went to a nice restaurant. We had steak and we ate cake too. We had a very good time.
Question. What did the man and his wife do last Saturday?
Number 22.
Jack gave Sally 4 apples. She ate one and gave the other 3 to her brother. He loves apples, so he ate all of them.
Question. How many apples did Jack give to Sally?
Jack gave Sally 4 apples. She ate one and gave the other 3 to her brother. He loves apples, so he ate all of them.
Question. How many apples did Jack give to Sally?
Number 23.
On Sunday mornings, I take a walk in the park near my house. Then, I read the newspaper in a coffee shop near the station.
Question. Where does the man read the newspaper?
On Sunday mornings, I take a walk in the park near my house. Then, I read the newspaper in a coffee shop near the station.
Question. Where does the man read the newspaper?
Number 24.
Everyone in my class is writing reports about different animals. Tom is writing about ducks. And Steve is writing about hamsters. I'm writing about pandas.
Question. Which animal is Tom writing his report about?
Everyone in my class is writing reports about different animals. Tom is writing about ducks. And Steve is writing about hamsters. I'm writing about pandas.
Question. Which animal is Tom writing his report about?
Number 25.
My birthday is next week. Last year, I went to a baseball game on my birthday. This year, I want to watch a musical.
Question. What does the boy want to do on his birthday this year?
My birthday is next week. Last year, I went to a baseball game on my birthday. This year, I want to watch a musical.
Question. What does the boy want to do on his birthday this year?
Number 26.
I asked my brother for help with my math homework. But he had baseball practice. My sister was practicing the piano, so I asked my mother for help.
Question. Who was practicing the piano?
I asked my brother for help with my math homework. But he had baseball practice. My sister was practicing the piano, so I asked my mother for help.
Question. Who was practicing the piano? Number 27.
Alice loves to read after she finishes her homework. She can read one book in 3 hours. She reads 2 books every week.
Question. How many books does Alice read every week?
Alice loves to read after she finishes her homework. She can read one book in 3 hours. She reads 2 books every week.
Question. How many books does Alice read every week? Number 28.
Olivia will go to a concert at 5 o'clock. She will leave her house at 3 o'clock and take the train to the concert hall. She will arrive there at 4:30.
Question. When will Olivia leave her house?
Olivia will go to a concert at 5 o'clock. She will leave her house at 3 o'clock and take the train to the concert hall. She will arrive there at 4:30.
Question. When will Olivia leave her house? Number 29.
I visited my uncle's house yesterday. It snowed a lot, so I couldn't ride my bike, take a bus, or take a taxi. I had to walk to his house.
Question. How did the boy go to his uncle's house?
I visited my uncle's house yesterday. It snowed a lot, so I couldn't ride my bike, take a bus, or take a taxi. I had to walk to his house.
Question. How did the boy go to his uncle's house? Number 30.
I love singing songs. I want to be a singer in the future, so I decided to join a music school next month.
Question. What will the girl do next month?
I love singing songs. I want to be a singer in the future, so I decided to join a music school next month.
Question. What will the girl do next month?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただきありがとうございました。質問がある方は直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。 なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。なお、4級受験者及び5級受験者の皆さんは、後日、受験した級のスピーキングテストをインターネット上で受験することができます。スピーキングテストのご案内は、問題冊子の最後のページに記載してありますので、後ほどご確認ください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。